Afterwards, Maester Lewin arrived to dress her wounds. The cuts in her fingers were deep, almost to the bone, and her scalp was raw and bleeding where he'd pulled out a handful of hair. The maester told her the pain was just starting now, and gave her milk of the poppy to help her sleep. Finally, she closed her eyes. When she opened them again, they told her she had slept 4 days. Catelyn nodded and sat up in bed. It all seemed like a nightmare to her now. Everything since Bran's fall, a terrible dream of blood and grief. But she had the pain in her hands to remind her that it was real. She felt weak and light-headed, yet strangely resolute, as if a great weight had lifted from her. "Bring me some bread and honey," she told her servants, "and take word to Maester Lewin that my bandages want changing." They looked at her in surprise, and ran to do her bidding. Catelyn remembered the way she had been before, and she was ashamed. She had let them all down, her children, her husband, her house. It would not happen again. She would show these northerners how strong a Tully of River Run could be. Rob arrived before her food. Roderick Cassell came with him, and her husband's ward, Theon Greyjoy, and lastly, Hallas Mollen, a muscular guardsman with a square brown beard.